The ACCC has put brands on notice over bogus COVID claims, Davey.
I know, mate. And to set it all straight, we're going to speak to commercial lawyer from Lynn & Brown Lawyers, Stephen Brown. Morning.
Morning, Dave and Mel. How are you?
Look, we're good, buddy. A little bit confused and concerned about some of these allegations being made by big business about how their product is COVID safe or a COVID shield. How do they get away with this?
Yeah, so Lorna Jane came out with an advertising campaign on social media, the websites, even on the labels of the clothing that they were selling in stores, and with this thing that they called the Lorna Jane Shield, and they put out their representations that this could be a cure for COVID-19, that it would protect you from COVID-19, that you could wear it to the gym and just put it in the wash afterwards and there's no chance then of catching COVID-19.
That is so irresponsible.
Especially when gyms are shut due to COVID. So it was just an advertising campaign. Was it actually a tangible product? Was it reality?
Yeah, so they say they've been trying to develop a product for a while, and you probably might have seen in activewear that there is this thing that they are trying to develop, and they're using materials like bamboo and other things that can wicker away sweat. But what Lorna Jane did is they went a step further and said that we've got something now that we've put onto our product that is actually a shield to bacteria. So it's not that activewear haven't been moving in a direction to try and reduce the ability of bacteria and sweat and the fostering on their products, but I don't think anyone else would be suggesting that it was able to protect you from COVID-19.
So Lorna Jane...
A bit too far.
Yeah, Lorna Jane puts out a product, said that the LJ Shield, protecting you with antivirus activewear, surely a brand like this, they're a multi-million dollar company, an Australian company, surely they would have had the goods to back it up. How did they go with the defence of those claims?
Yeah, so the claim has just been brought in the federal court by the ACCC, the Australian Consumer Competition and Consumer Commission, in December. I think they filed on the 21st of December, so still fairly early days in the proceedings, but they'll be seeking all sorts of relief. So they pulled the advertising campaign that they were running on social media and their website and all these sorts of things back in July last year, but there were still found to be these labels on their products that they were selling in stores up until November 2020. So, very interesting.
So, Stephen, if I just assume that the activewear are tops, like pants, leggings. If they made gloves and masks with this so-called LJ Shield, would it have worked? Did they have a leg to stand on?
Well, I'm not a scientist, Dave, but from what I do know of COVID-19, I don't think so. And that's one of the allegations that have been brought in the proceedings by the ACCC, is that Lorna Jane was suggesting that there was scientific background and scientific research to back these representations. But what it appears is there's no scientific knowledge to back these representations, and that's one of the things that they're saying was highly misleading to the public, was that they were suggesting that there was scientific research to back these representations when it appears that there wasn't.
Yeah.
We've seen quite a few companies and quite a few spokespeople sort of put the wrong foot forward when it comes to claims made around COVID-19 and claimed around the coronavirus. Pete Evans was one who got a big old slap when he was claiming that he had product that would cure or perhaps keep it away. Are people or businesses, Stephen, do you think they're trying to take advantage or maybe just survive?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I think most people got a little bit more active during the periods of lockdown because there was a whole lot of other stuff they couldn't do. Certainly what happened in my neck of the woods, if you went out into the park in the early morning, there was a lot of people out there. They obviously went in the gyms and that type of thing. But so I wouldn't have thought activewear would have suffered that much.
Lorna
Jane owned 108 stores across Australia, so those stores probably weren't that busy, but I'm sure they were selling a lot online.
Yeah, I see your point, yeah.
And, you know, we saw Lorna Jane Clarkson, who is the founder of Lorna Jane, as you said, an Australian company, bought the company back for something like $28 million. She sold a significant chunk of it and paid about $28 million just a few years ago to buy it back. And she was one of the people who were making the representations on her personal Instagram pages as well. So it wasn't just the company doing it in the company's Instagram and social media and their websites, but she was also personally. So the ACCC have joined her individually as a party to these court proceedings as well as the company.
So okay. What's going to happen to both parties if they get found guilty?
Yeah,
so there's multiple things that the ACCC are seeking. So they'll seek declarations, and so that's an order from the court to say you, pretty much you can't do these sorts of things anymore, or that was that type of thing is unlawful.
Yeah, stop
they'll
it.
And they'll get what they call an injunction, so that is actually an order saying you can't do it ever again. They'll get monetary penalties. They'll be required to give corrective notices out there. And they'll probably also require, what they'll be looking for is for them to implement an ongoing compliance program. So a compliance program that has a whole lot of criteria to tick about when they put something out there into the public to make a representation about their product.
Yeah, wow.
What if they can prove their actual shield works?
David,
hey, has anybody ever thought about that though?
Oh,
I mean, get in AstraZeneca.
Buy shares now in Lorna.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Come out with that one, mate.
It's about to go through the roof.
But just imagine if their spray-on mist proved that it could kill off mold, bacteria, and COVID. What are the chances?
Holy cow.
The chances?
All right, so we're obviously going to need Stephen Brown, commercial lawyer, to organise
myself as well.
Take over, and I don't know what we can do. Stephen, thanks so much for the chat,
buddy.
This morning, mate. We're going to keep an eye on it, maybe catch up with you when the results are through.
Thank you very much, Mel and Dave. Have a great day.
Good man.
You too.